Our first domain within ADME is absorption. Absorption is a dosage form dependent process, so for example, we have different rates and methods of absorption for our topical, oral, and intravenous routes. The topical route will go through the skin and then enter the vascular system once it's passed through those dermal layers. In the context of oral administration, we're swallowing the medication, and once it's worked its way into the GI tract, we then rely on the capillaries along that tract to allow access to the vasculature. And then our intravenous route is the most direct in that we manually bypass the external layers and opt for immediate access to the bloodstream. Within this domain, we also heavily consider our therapeutic window clinically, or the range of concentrations within which we see our desired effect of the medication. Too much increase in concentration and we risk toxicities. Too little drug and we're concerned we won't see enough effect to actually warrant the medication in the first place. You'll see these referred to as subtherapeutic, meaning too little, therapeutic when it's within the range that's ideal, and then supertherapeutic at the level of toxicities where the concentration has become too high. This range can differ from medication to medication. You may see medications that have a very small range or a narrow window, we would call it, and this can be down even to micrograms of difference versus those with wide windows that could have many different doses considered therapeutic without any real risk of toxicity.